It's hard to remember and harder to believe, but 40 years ago, our nation's official policy was to pretend that the People's Republic of China didn't exist. The only real China, we maintained, was the deposed government of Chiang Kai-shek on Taiwan. Nobody challenged this absurd policy for years because they were afraid of being seen as soft on communism. It took a man who'd made his career as an anti-communist crusader, one Richard Nixon, to have the political cover necessary to reach out to China. Likewise, it took a so-called liberal Democrat, one William Jefferson Clinton, to reform welfare in the 1990s. In our political system, great revolutions sometimes have to be started by those who you would least expect to lead the charge. People have spent their lives proving their devotion to a particular point of view, but who have the foresight to see that the world has to change. We desperately need people like that in Michigan right now. Our state is in deep trouble, and those running state government have been more part of the problem than the solution. Every year, the system produces massive budget deficits. Nobody seems to have the political will to fix this. Liberals dig their heels in and oppose any cuts, even when there's no money to pay for their programs. When Speaker of the House Andy Dillon proposed putting all government employees under the same health care plan, something that would save hundreds of millions, he was immediately attacked by his fellow Democrats. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop has shown neither imagination nor flexibility. His position is no tax increases, no matter what. Not even if you can show that they pay for themselves, no matter if they're vitally necessary to Michigan's long-term survival. The stubbornness on both sides is threatening our future. Which brings us to a group called Business Leaders for Michigan, which used to be called Detroit Renaissance, until it expanded its horizon to include the entire state. This is a group made up of the heads of Michigan's largest job providers and universities, people who need the focus on the future. They have a new set of proposals to turn things around. Some are things conservatives have long been clamoring for. They want to cut Michigan's business tax in half. They want to cut the number of state workers by up to 10%, reduce their pay and their medical coverage to the national average, and freeze their salaries. They want to make it easier for local governments and schools to share and combine services. But these business leaders for Michigan know that things have to be paid for. So, they're also proposing cutting the sales tax by half a percentage point and then extending it to services, something that makes perfect sense in today's service-based economy. They wouldn't extend it to all services. Healthcare, education, housing, and a few others would be exempt. The idea is to leave Michigan with the same amount of money, but make us more attractive to businesses. Doug Rothwell, the group's executive director, summed it up this way. We couldn't pick a tougher time to do this, but it is the time to do it. That kind of attitude is called leadership. So, now the ball is in our lawmakers' court. While there's still time, you may want to let them know how you feel.